So you developed PACCAT. Is that how I say it correctly?
That is correct.
It stands for Parents and Kids Counting a Lot Together. And basically, the idea stemmed from you and a student working together about creating almost a library for math projects. Can you tell me how the idea came about?
Absolutely. So I work with a lot of education entities in the community, including the St. Cloud District. And I was at a Partner for Student Success meeting, which is through the United Way. And we were discussing results of reading and math scores, as well as some other scores in terms of emotional awareness, social connectedness, etc. And a lot of the outcomes that people were looking at and then offering suggestions for really revolved around reading and literacy. And I was noticing there's still a giant gap in what I refer to as quantitative literacy and numeracy, rather than mathematics, because I think sometimes socially mathematics gets a bad rap. But I was looking at this quantitative literacy, numeracy idea, and nobody seemed to have any solutions for how do we address this academic gap that we're seeing. And I, as a parent in the St. Cloud District, had been exposed to the PACRAT program, which involved reading. And it was a weekly set of books that came home that were targeted at my students' reading level, targeted at my students' grade level Minnesota State Standards. And I was able to, as a parent, understand this is what my student needs for reading skills. And I was really impressed with that PACRAT program. And that's parents and kids reading a lot together. And with that program, I thought, you know, I wonder if we couldn't parallel this with quantitative literacy and with mathematics. And so I said that at this meeting, and I happened to be sitting at the table with a couple people in the community who said, yeah, why wouldn't we do that? Why couldn't we do a weekly parent involvement set of checkout kits that students could work on their skills, their mathematical skills, and also help the parents understand how to help their students with mathematical skills, just like we were doing with the reading. So we started talking, and I connected most with Bruce Henches from the LEAF project, the Local Education and Activities Foundation, and he and I decided to write some grants, and the Morgan Family Foundation was the first of a few grants that we got that sponsored this project.
Now, I can tell you why, you know, people ask, well, why can't we do this? Well, I can tell you why, because while as a parent, I'm pretty comfortable reading at my child's grade level, I'm not always as confident mathematically at my child's grade level. I say that I was a washout of engineering school. So for the most part, yes. I'm okay until about the freshman, sophomore year in high school. And then I have to start looking back to refresh my memory. Why do you think that reading gets a more fun treatment? By the moment you mention math, suddenly it becomes homework. How do you make it fun?
Right. So that is always a challenge, is that socially, for whatever reason, historically we've developed mathematics as the bad guy and reading as the good guy, right? The easy one to handle. When what we don't realize is in life, we're constantly doing mathematics. We're constantly working with numbers, and we're getting data offered to us through media, through our jobs, and we just don't realize it. It's not been made clear, and I think some of that is because of the way we've approached it. And so these kits that get sent home approach things from a point of view of, hey, this mathematics is all around you, and how can we grab that mathematics around you and bring it in and let you see it so that you're able to talk about it and express it with your child? You know, these caregivers don't always know the mathematics and standards we're trying to teach students. in a way that you can teach young children. So maybe they do know how to do algebra. Maybe they do know how to add and subtract to get the answer for themselves, but there's definitely a different way of doing mathematics when you're trying to teach someone else, right? It's academically called pedagogical content knowledge, but it's being able to know mathematics to be able to tell other people about it. And I think we really have lacked doing that in our K-12 school system and our education system. We really lacked teaching people how to not only do the math for themselves, but then explain it to other people. I think we've done a great job with reading. You can read a book to yourself, but can you also read it to other people? And so I think that this project is helping caregivers understand how to talk about the mathematics with their child that they're caring for, and they're able to then grab some of the mathematics around them and keep working with that at home, just like they do with reading.
Now, according to the news release that I have that SCSU sent to me, the activity bag is available in three languages, English, Spanish, and Somali. But what caught me there was activity bag. So in a PacCat kit, what's included?
So there's a kit that is going out to classrooms that can have anywhere from 25 to 45 activities in it, depending on the grade level. That kit is a classroom kit, and that teacher hands out one activity per week to each student. So they check them out like you check out a library book. And each kit is a little different. They focus on different knowledge strands. So one might be spatial sense or geometry, where students might be working on shapes. And they might be doing that using popsicle sticks or pipe cleaners, some very common things that we see that aren't super expensive materials that parents can then say, oh, hey, you know what? I can do this at home with them with pasta, or to help a parent understand, all we're trying to do is show them what's a triangle. Oh, it's a three-sided shape. Then another activity bag might have something with counting in it. So it might have cubes in there where the students are asked to count all the blue cubes and count all the red cubes, maybe add them together and work on an activity that way. Another bag would have a book that is mathematically focused, and they'll read that book together with their child and then do an activity, maybe trying to figure out, if I had three blue marbles and two red marbles, what's the probability that I would grab a red marble out of a bag if I just grabbed at random. So they're able to, and that would relate back to what was happening in the story. So the kit has a variety of activities that allow parents to look at the entire gamut of quantitative numerical literacy.
Now, it should come as no surprise to anyone that District 742 jumped right on this plan and adopted the PacCat activity bags. Do you have many bags available in the St. Cloud School District?
Yes. The entire preschool program currently has every single classroom that is involved in the District 742 program. All of their classrooms have a PacCat kit in their classroom and are checking them out. We also have them at Blooming Kids. So we've expanded to outside to preschools that are in the area whose children predominantly come to the District 742 for kindergarten through 12th grade. So we have kits in those preschools as well. And then right now we're piloting kindergarten and what those kits look like in kindergarten at Westwood Elementary. So every student who's in kindergarten at Westwood Elementary also has access to those kits.
You've started to get a little bit of feedback. And so from the kids' perspective, if you've got an activity section that's got 20 activities in it, obviously there are going to be some hits and going to be some misses. So have you noticed that certain projects, kids are more excited about certain activities than others? What have you found from the preschool set as we try to implement this PacCat program?
If you've ever met 3- and 4-year-olds, they're very excited about just about everything.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't really heard anything where they're not excited about a particular activity. You know, of course, I think they really, it really depends on the child. Some children will gravitate more towards the book-related activities. So they've read a book, and now they're going to do activities that they saw happen in the book. They get very excited about that because now they're kind of acting out the book and doing the mathematics they saw in the book. Others are much more excited about the creative activities, like I was mentioning about making shapes with pipe cleaners. They're very excited to bend those and see and count the number of sides of the shape they've made. So it's honestly, the feedback I get is the kids are excited in general because 3 and 4 year olds are excited people. And they're excited to learn. I don't think they have any of the barriers that we learn to have over time about learning things. They're very just excited about everything. But I do think the feedback I've gotten from teachers is it really is student dependent and kind of what their interest is. Are they more kinesthetic or are they more really into being acting things out? That is really who likes what activity more is more child interest dependent.
But you have found that there was an ancillary benefit. St. Cloud State University has a great elementary education program at the college, and you're using those kits to train future elementary teachers how to teach mathematics. How does that work?
I teach a course, 2 courses that are specifically for early childhood, special education, and elementary education majors in mathematics. So they take 2 college-level courses that where they learn about the content that they're going to teach in a way that helps them with what I mentioned before, the pedagogical content knowledge, being able to do the mathematics to teach it, not just for themselves to get the answer, but be able to explain it to others and explain it in multiple ways. So being able to share the kits and show them this is what children are doing, and when you're doing this mathematics, whether you're just doing some simple addition or you're doing something that's more complex, you're able to show them, here's how you would explain this to children. Here's how you would model it. This is an activity with some hands-on ideas that make that mathematics come alive. And so I'm able to incorporate that into my coursework. I was also able to, as I was creating these kits, I was able to involve students in the process of creating these kits. So the students worked with myself, an early childhood professor, and preschool teachers in the district to create the activities, to make the instruction sheets, to make the instructional videos, because we, along with the instruction sheet, have a QR code where the parent and caregiver or the child would be able to watch the activities in progress. So my students created these active videos of here's how you do the activity, and they are able to watch those. And those are in English, Spanish, and Somali as well as the written instructions. So I was also able to involve these students in the research, and they were part of this creation team.
Now, looking into the future, you say you've got the kits now in preschool all across 742. Is the district looking to expand that program into the lower elementary grades, or are you looking to expand into other school districts? How has the adoption been?
That's why we're piloting kindergarten. We're looking to see what the process is in terms of how will that look in a classroom in kindergarten, and then we'll talk about whether or not we want to expand across the district with that and expand up through grade levels, because the PAC-RAT program right now runs through 3rd grade. So a thought is maybe we would parallel with PAC-CAP. We don't have a definite on that just because we are piloting in kindergarten to see what that looks like, because it is different than early childhood process. And we also have had interest from several other area districts, and could we expand the project to be out into their districts as well? And so we are talking about how to do that and which districts want to invest to be able to do this.
Those are the questions that I wanted to ask. Was there anything in particular that you wanted to bring to the forefront?
I think it's important that we are looking at this project as one way for the university, as local education foundations, several of them, as well as districts, to partner together to be able to provide interesting solutions to what we're seeing as an achievement gap, and in particular, which is getting wider because of the pandemic and COVID. I think those partnerships are the key to our community growing and thriving, whether it be in mathematics or something else. And I'm really excited to have been part of a collaborative effort to develop something that involves connecting caregivers with their students in the learning process. And I think that students are always going to be more successful when they have their caregiver connected to what they're doing with their education.